I got it. Well, no one told me the nation was in mourning this morning. And I thought, well, that should be what you'd expect when it comes to Easter Friday, I guess. And, people look at the death of Christ on the cross. But as it found out, it was more to do with Australian cricket, I think, than anything else. Anyway, this morning my message is very simple and it's short. I just want to give you a little bit of warning beforehand. There will be a video clip at the end of it, and we're going to switch the fans off for a couple of minutes while that happens. Also, when we show the video clip, it's got some images from the Passion of the Christ. So if you're a little bit squeamish or you've got young children, you might want to be aware of that. That's all when it comes to that. Okay, my message today, very simple, very short. We have a short service on Good Friday, but we want it to be packed with plenty of punch. And so I'm hoping this morning that God will be speaking to you as he's spoken to me. Unfortunately, Pastor John, the message I told you I was going to share, it changed. But I'm sure that this will be fine. I've entitled this message, Lest We Forget. Lest We Forget. I make no apology nor mean any disrespect in using a phrase so closely associated with our beloved Anzac traditions. On the contrary, it's my prayer that the same passion that burns in our veins in remembering our fallen soldiers might fuel our worship as we remember the sacrifice of our beloved Saviour this Easter weekend. Firstly, let me congratulate you for being here this morning. I'm encouraged that you've taken the time to honour God in this way. Given the busyness of our lives, it would be so easy to just simply get away for the long weekend, or maybe just stay in bed. I do hope that you'll also join us down at the Lions Park on Resurrection Sunday as we continue to celebrate this important part of the Christian calendar. Along with creation and the birth of Jesus Christ, which we celebrate at Christmas, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ are arguably the most significant, the most influential, and the most powerful events in history. More significant than the discovery of fire. More significant than the invention of the wheel. More significant than the discovery of penicillin. More significant than when man first landed on the moon or learned to fly in the first place. More significant than the end of either world war. More influential than Mahatma Gandhi, Muhammad, or Martin Luther King Jr. More influential than the Persian or the Greek or the Roman empires combined. More powerful than any ideology or religion. More powerful than the Industrial Revolution, the Renaissance, or the Reformation. More powerful than the abolition of slavery and apartheid. Are we starting to get a little bit of perspective here? Man's achievements pale into insignificance in the light of the magnificence and the importance of God's redemptive work through the cross and through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In it, God demonstrates his tremendous love for us, the pinnacle of his creation. It showcases his authority over the universe and his ability to transform the history of the human race. It demonstrates his power over life and death and his ability to transform individual lives like yours and mine for eternity. Nothing compares with who he is or what he has done. So why is it that our lives need transforming? Well, despite being created and invited to be part of a loving relationship with God, we as people have rebelled and rejected God's authority over our lives. Instead, we've chosen to run our own lives our own way without Him. The Bible calls this sin and clearly states that we are all guilty of doing this. Romans 3, chapter 3, verses 10 to 12 from the CEV says, "The scriptures tell us no one is acceptable to God. Not one of them understands or even searches for God. They have all turned away and are worthless. There isn't one person who does right." Romans 3:23 in the NLT, "For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard." The consequences of such behavior, according to the scripture, is eternal death. To be cut off from God's presence forever in a place we call hell. And Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin, what we have earned by our rebellion, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. As this verse also suggests, because He loves us so much that there is a way out of our dilemma that God has made possible through Jesus Christ. And Romans 5:8 tells us that God showed how much He loved us by having Christ die for us, even though we were sinful. Despite our rebellion, despite our rejection, despite our spurning of God's love time and time again over the centuries throughout the whole of the human race, God still loves us. God still desires to have a relationship with every single human being on this planet that has lived, will ever live, or is living at this point of time. God still desires to restore us to that relationship we had when we were able to sit in His presence in the person of Adam and Eve, that we might once again enter into that presence for eternity. I love the picture in the Gospels that when Jesus was crucified on the cross, that incredible curtain that was across the Holy of Holies was rent, I love that word, rent in two. Ripped in two by natural forces. Well, I don't believe it was natural, supernatural forces. God was saying to us, there is a way forward for you to come back into my presence through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. See, Jesus willingly took the punishment that we deserve for our rebellion against God. 1 Peter 3:18 in the NLT says, "Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned. He always lived under God's authority. He never sinned, but He died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but He was raised to life in the Spirit." And that is what God wants for each one of us. You know, Ephesians tells us that we are dead in our transgressions before we're born again of the Spirit of God. We are dead to spiritual things. We have a natural spirit as human beings. It sets us apart from the animals. Had a big discussion this week with some of my students about evolution. And I said, I'm sorry, but I am not an animal. I am a human being. I am the pinnacle of God's creation. I have a body, soul, and spirit. I love my animals. I think they're amazing. I think God's creation is amazing. But I am not an animal. I am a human being. I am created in the image of God. And what a discussion that was with that poor Year 12 student. But anyway, the thing is, we need to remember about all of this is that we deserve the punishment that awaits the rebellious. Each one of us deserves that. Each one of us has turned our hearts away from God, and we've needed to come for forgiveness, and we've needed to come and say, Lord, we're sorry, forgive us. We believe that what Jesus did on the cross was the payment of the penalty that we deserve. We believe that in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, that you have given new life to him, and you will give new life to each one of us into eternity. You know, God demonstrated his incredible power by raising Jesus back to life. And he promises in the word that he will do the same for us. We too will spend eternity with him in heaven if we come to a place where we believe that the cross is for us. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Praise God. Praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is so good, and by raising Jesus from death, he has given us new life and a hope that lives on." Isn't that one of the messages of Easter? A hope that lives on. Yes, we come together today and we remember the death of Jesus on the cross. We remember the horrific death of Jesus on the cross. But we also remember Sunday about the incredible resurrection of Christ from the dead. And that gives us hope. It's all good and well to know all this. But the Bible says that for this to become a reality in our lives, we must seek God's forgiveness and put our faith or trust in Jesus. This means believing that Jesus' death and resurrection was for us and choosing to depend on him daily for our living. If we do this, he promises that we will continue to live with him forever and ever in heaven. And even when our time here on earth is finished, our soul and our spirit will go on to be with him. We will be given a new resurrected body that's anything like the body that Jesus got on him for that. Okay, walking through walls, eating and drinking, enjoying himself still, but at the same time, powerful. Yeah. You know, I'm looking forward to a swimmer model. But I'm sure God's got it under control. I don't know whether we'll have actual physical body that we can touch or feel, but I heard something about gold pavers, and I'm looking forward to seeing those too in heaven. Romans 10:9 says, "If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Won't say you might be saved, or this might happen, or if you live a good life, when you get to the end of the whole process, that your deeds will be weighed up and you might just scrape in if you've been good enough. It says, if you declare openly that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That is the promise that God gives us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Perhaps this is something you need to make a reality in your life this morning. I would urge you not to leave this building this morning without talking to someone about how you can make this happen. What would be your response today, Graham, if you want to do it? What would be your response today to such an overwhelming, undeserved, powerful, sacrificial, restorative gift of love that God offers? Will you let it wash past your hardened, sinful hearts like water off a duck's back? Will you continue to resist the cleansing power of the body and the blood of Christ? Or will you join me in falling to your knees and worshipping the one who gave his life for you, that you might spend eternity with him? Think about it while we play this clip, lest we forget it.